Okay, I'm here with rising star Casey Tindall. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
All right, well, I'm originally from Greenville, North Carolina, and I've been here in Nashville for about a year and on the road every weekend and just doing it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, every artist has a story of their own personal journey of making the move to Nashville. Tell us a little bit about your journey and what triggered it.
Well, I won a contest through a local radio station, 94.7 QDR in Raleigh, North Carolina, to sing a duet with Keith Urban. And so next thing I knew, I'm on stage with 20,000 people and Keith Urban, and that led me to my manager, Dave Rose, at Deep South Entertainment.
Okay.
Then I moved to Nashville, and Jay Williams at WME picked me up for booking, and then shortly after that, Sony ATV picked me up for publishing, and that's here we are.
Pretty damn good team to be working with right there.
Yeah.
Hey, so you released your debut single earlier this year titled Everything is Texas.
Yes,
is there
sir.
A debut album on the works to follow that up?
We just got out of the studio, mm-hmm. So we are working on new music, but we are still on the planning process of when we're putting that out and yeah. what it's going to be called and all that good stuff.
Okay, I know we're in a time crunch here, but reading your bio, it sounds like there's a pretty good story behind that song.
When I moved here, I started dating a guy, and he was from Texas. He was stationed at Fort Campbell, and you know, everything was going good, but he had to move away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he moved away, everything was Texas. You know, like, so, and this is for anybody that's lost somebody in some way, whether it's death or whatever. Things remind you of that person. Well, with this case, everything was Texas. So naturally, I had to write a song about it, and it's just been a good thing for us.
That's
so.
The beauty of songwriting.
That's right.
Something like
Amen.
That comes up, and man. Okay, you're not the typical pop country female artist you see all the time and hear on the radio these days. How would you best describe your style of music?
Ooh, let's see. I'm going to steal. I was in an interview, and somebody else described me, and I feel like it's probably the best way to describe me. If Joan Jett and Hank Jr. had a kid, that would be me.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm more the rock side of country. So.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, what would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
One of my weaknesses is talking between songs. And just for some reason, when the music stops, I just kind of stop too, and then the music kicks back on, I'm back in it, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my weaknesses. One of my strengths is energy. On stage, I have my energy in my songs just really, really high. We're slamming it the whole time, so.
Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
Biggest wow moment, honestly, is just just the signing with William Morris or WME and Sony. I mean, that's just been those two put together, and I mean it's just all of it has just been a wow moment. Some of the people I've gotten to open for just blows my mind.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Outside of music, what's something that you're really passionate about?
I love to deer hunt. I'm a big deer hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm passionate about conservation and hunting the right way and getting, relationship building through hunting.
Okay. So. All right. What's the number one item on your bucket list?
Oh, to be nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
That's a good goal.
It's my bucket list.
You should raise that a little bar higher to win it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that too.
To be nominated is a good start. Okay. Right, and lastly, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Work hard. It's really not work because you love it.
Right.
If it's work, you just kind of got to stop. And listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know everything. You got to listen to your peers and listen to the fans and listen to your industry people around you and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to sit down with us. We hope you have a great day here at CMA Fest, and best of luck to you. Thank you.